This is Radio Files, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today, we visit founding member Canal 103 in Skopje in Macedonia.
I'm Tony Dimitrov from Skopje, Macedonia, and running a radio program at the music radio channel 103 or Canal 103. I was really young when I started listening to the radio. It was like when I was around 14, which means it was around 1994. It was really exciting at that time, and of course after several years I wanted to have a radio program at that radio that I was admiring. In my case, it was really like that. I really wanted to run a radio show, because if you are involved into music, then you want to play music, then you want to play the music as a DJ, then you want to write reviews about the music, then the next step is maybe run a label and release someone else's music or curate something. So I do all of these things and they come like a logical step. So after writing about music, then the next step was to play music at the radio, and this radio was the only option. Because it was the only radio station that where you can play this kind of music that I was into at that time, and still, of course. The radio station started as kind of a experimental third program of the National Radio Television. It was 1991. After the Yugoslavia split and Macedonia became independent. At that time, there were several other examples of this kind of radio stations in the region, like Radio Student in Ljubljana, or maybe Radio 101 in Zagreb, or B92 in Belgrade. So it was kind of a logical step that we continue this process and develop such a radio station in Macedonia. It was really, how can I say, ideologically oriented in a sense of kind of anti-state, anti-establishment oriented. We still don't have a proper license, although it's part of the national radio. So it's the status is still somehow not clear. So it is kind of a pirate radio station in the frames of the national radio. So the situation is kind of paradoxical in these historical terms. You have to enter the biggest building in Skopje, which is the building of the National Radio Television, passing through the guards and stuff like that. So it's official building, but it's only one small studio in this building on the first floor. When you enter, you can feel the whole energy that's integrated into the walls. So much music and so much people passed through that studio. It's opened for any kind of music, for any aspect of art. Many alternative concepts developed there, like a program for theater, or radio program for poetry, or alternative commenting on football matches, or any kind of experimental music, or radio program about a movie, or about horror. So it's I don't think it's strange to we have a radio art program, so it's open for any kind of alternative concepts.
My name is Sasha, and I'm part of this laptop quartet at Disharmonia. It's now disbanded, actually. We've been functioning as this quartet for around 3 years, I guess. All of us are originally from Skopje, so that's how we met, like in the Skopje underground. The members is Nina Georgieva, Damian Cvetkov-Dimitrov, Alexander Baldazarsky, and Sasha Putskovsky, that's me. And yeah, we used to say that we have a fifth member that's a robot, like who is always helping us. Basically, it's all the technology we were using at that point. So yeah, it's been a while, but I will try to remember about this specific piece because it's like 7 years old now. Actually, we used to tend to make things in a more primitive way. To use technology, but in a more basic way. At the same time, try to do something completely new. For this piece, we kind of just take the idea of this phenomenon called number stations. So we try to fake our own number station, like try to imagine how they do it and do it with our own way, like synthesize all these sounds from scratch and make a live improvisation jam session between four of us. Only the thing that is improvised is actually the sound piece, the number station thing. So we recorded previously all this the numbers. That is, Nina is saying the numbers, but then we depitch it to sound more like a kid saying that. But also Nina's voice is like almost like that. So yeah, we had these samples and then we were improvising like also with like playing the samples at specific times, playing this sequence of numbers, but also putting different repetitive synthesized sounds and clicks and like recordings of random stuff just to cover all this thing somehow. So it's, yeah, it's a live jam, but heavily edited in a way, like we also make this arrangement with the commercial in between just to make a break. Yeah, we are trying to send a call. That's the essence of the number stations. They were trying to send spy secret messages through codes back in the days. Like this is first known to happen in the First World War. And it's just basically sending some sorts of information through various parts of the world. It's probably military secret messages that someone is decrypting on the other side. And these are sent through shortwaves, so it's traveling all around the world.
And now, radio show number 286. Personal number station by Disharmonia for Canal 103.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
This is 286th radio show from Karl Stotri by Disharmonia Sounds.
Today in the menu, we have a delicious idea with just a few calories. We intend to create a modern, worldwide number station of our own. Wikipedia says that number stations are shortwave radio stations of uncertain origin, and we consider that Wikipedia is completely right on this one.
Our number station will also contain a secret, fairly easy to crack, or shall we say, convert code.
So, if you send us that code, you'll receive an exclusive preview of the not yet released video of the song Sun Shrapnel Shards and a hefty package of unheard music and bonus materials.
Number stations are usually used to relay spy messages or military secret codes. In our case, we are sending out our own, almost secret code, and if you crack it, send it to our mail. disphilharmonia@gmail.com.
Please listen carefully to what we have cooked up and search for the Easter eggs wherever they might be.
Same coupon that comes on fresh tasting menthol spring filters.
this Philharmonia. This Philharmonia sounds every Thursday from midnight on Canal 103. Also is a laptop quartet consisting of 5 individuals. 1 robot, 4 other humans. Visit www.disphilharmonia.blogspot.com for more free information, free juicy fruit, free music, free downloads, free stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. 28, 9, 19, 9, 19, 14, 15, 20, 1, 16, 1, 19, 19, 23, 15, 18, 4,
Thank you for your attention. You can find more information about this Philharmonia on the internet, typing Google and then typing this Philharmonia. Goodbye.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out. The main thing is this radio station, Canal 103, which it was always the main tastemaker about alternative music in Skopje, and is the main reference and maybe only reliable reference for people to get into something which actually it's not commercial. It was logical for us at some point to also get involved in this radio. And we get a slot and did our radio program there at the same time. So that was one of the activities of this quartet, the actual radio program that we were doing, and we were exploring different kinds of how we can use this opportunity, like use this FM frequency that is going through the city. Our slot was from midnight till 2 a.m. on Thursday, so it's usually no one around. It's like really late in the night, so you can freely cycle through the streets of Skopje and do a radio thing, by the way. Like our ideas was to highlight the specific parts of the city where you can hear some interesting sound that is present there, tied to some fountains or ventilation systems or I don't know, electricity stuff. So we were going to these different places and record this and stream on the radio at the same time, like this static sound, for example. So that's how we used also this radio space to express some of our ideas. That's another one. We set up a tent in the radio and we did our performance live on the radio from inside the tent. You know, you put something, inside something. So it's this building, then it's the radio, then it's the tent. From the inside, we also did not only a radio performance, also we put some visuals inside, lights, different lights. So we used some puppets inside and we were streaming all this while we were doing the performance.
When I was a kid, I used to listen to these radio dramas or program on the national radio, because at that time in the socialist Yugoslavia, it was only the national radio. But the program was really good, so I grew up on the radio, and then it was kind of logical when you want the radio, when you like the radio as a medium, to continue to listen what you are interested in, which means like radio station that follows your taste. As I said at the beginning, it was really politically and ideologically strong, moving things forward in a musical sense and in an ideological sense, but those were just the first several years. Then 4 more years that was musically really strong, and then everything started to going down. Maybe there was some good years, but only musically, and so the radio does not play any role in any kind of protests or movements or something like that. I mean, there are people that are involved in these movements, but I can't say that the radio as a whole has this common ideological direction that you can say this radio station is oppositional or it's pro-government or it's anti-state or whatever. This aspect is lost. You have to shape the concept to the new generations to get closer to the new audience. That doesn't mean that you should get commercialized like this previously mentioned radio station did, Radio 101 from Zagreb. They became private radio station and completely commercialized. Radio B92 also get privatized and they also get commercial. They still have good programs. The only radio station that stayed as they were is Radio Student, but they are part of the university. Of course, they develop a lot through the years. They're working on a very varied projects. They have a record label and they are organizing festivals and events for young bands and stuff like that. So they're really open for various kind of NGO projects. So I think that it's a must to somehow grow up and to, get this official license and start to work properly. Because after 30 years, you cannot still be like a pirate radio station in the frames of the national radio television. I mean, it's okay, but they can come again, knock knock, we want to close you because you don't have proper license and you didn't fix this problem 30 years, now it's too late. I mean, I'm still stuck on the radio, like terrestrial radio, and I don't listen much internet radios, because for me still radio is FM. But you can feel that the new generations, they don't consider it as a medium like we used to.
Radiophiles is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.